that Winnipeg wins tonight, they clutch a playoff spot. Is there a part of you that enjoys that by beating them that doesn't happen?
I'm not looking at it at all. I mean, certainly like to give them credit for their season. I mean, last two games they had what 2-0 shutout in Mini and then 1-0 in St. Louis. I mean, the way they played against us in their building, they picked up 6 points out of six. We got only 1 point there. They are where they are because they played hard and they deserve. But I'm not looking at it and say play the spoiler role if you want to. I'm more focusing on us, how we want to play those last two games, last three. We won the last one against Nashville. I just want to make sure that we focus on things that we want to be better at, and our game management is an example. We want to play for our fans. That's where we focus on.
How are you filling out the lineup tonight? Is Breer going
to play? Yeah, he will play tonight. Yes, he will play tonight. He looked good. I mean, I spoke to him on the ice. He said that he was good enough to play.
Is there a kind of a – you worry about yourself, obviously, but is there a professional responsibility to maintain the integrity of the league and to be a true test in this playoff race?
I would say probably yes. But, I mean, it's kind of funny. It's a funny question because I have no doubt in my mind that we will play hard those every game. I mean, it's not about integrity right now. It's about us playing, you know, with pride. And your pride is probably the most important thing. And I think when our captain made the statement before the last game, saying that we want to play hard and we want to show we're professional, we want to show our fans, means a lot. I mean, then did I have doubt? No, I had no doubt.
If Breer is winding down, how do you look at him as a player now and what he's brought to this league?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to answer the question the same way you're asking me, but the reason why we got him is because of his leadership, and he did just that for us. I mean, he was a great teammate. I'm sure that our guys have learned a lot from him, and that was the purpose of the trade. Excuse me?
How have the Jets improved the most in your eyes from last year to this year?
I would say even last year I thought, I always liked their team. I thought last year, I mean, maybe they didn't start with you know, the way they wanted, and then you're losing confidence, and now they seem to be very confident. With the number of injuries they had over in the course of the season, I mean, obviously, I mean, they seems like they were they were confident enough to overcome all those injuries. And they seem to have good depth, and it's the reason why they are where they are, I guess.
Patrick, Joey Hischen scores his first goal.
Yes.
And it's your captain splashing with water as he skates by the bench. Do you like seeing that energy in the team?
Absolutely.
Kind of funny at the end of the year?
Absolutely. I mean, winning is winning. I mean, we're not happy to be where we are. I mean, missing the playoffs, it was not our objective. But at the same time, when you're winning, I mean, if you can't smile when you win, I mean, when you're going to smile, then I think our guys still have fun and they're still, I mean, playing hard, and that's what you want. I mean, I think it shows the chemistry that we have. And the one thing we did really well all year is we stuck together and we're still sticking together.
Is there an update on Evanberg? Is he definitely
out? He is out, yeah, with a shoulder. He's probably going to have a surgery, actually, and then they'll be out probably 6 months.
Shoulder.
Yes.
Patrick, I know it's not all about Jerome, but do you think he'll have a chance in the next couple of years, kind of like Ray Bourque, to maybe compete for a cup?
That's the objective of our organization. That's part of our plan. I mean, I'm not here just to be a coach. I mean, I'm here to win a Stanley Cup. That's the objective of this organization. And obviously, last year we had a great year, 112 points, and then this year it's a bit of setback. But at the same time, I truly believe that we're a better team, and I truly believe we're going to learn a lot from this year. Obviously, we have some change to, you know, we're going to have to look to make some change in our lineup. But at the same time, we believe that we have a good plan, and we believe that we're going in the right direction.
Out of curiosity, capacity, when was the last time as a player, coach, or whatever, that you didn't make the playoffs? And is it this training?
In my days in Montreal, and I can't even remember the year. I guess I don't want to, but that was the lockout year in Montreal. We missed the playoff. 48 games, I think, we played that year, and, yeah, that was the only time.
So many teams around the league right now are embracing that spoiler role. We've been hearing about it for weeks. Why not embrace it?
Why saying it? You know, I mean, it's about us playing a good game. I mean, if we win, I guess we're going to spoil, you know, we're going to play a spoiler role. But, I mean, I'd rather focus on our team, and I'd rather focus on what we have to do than use that as motivation. I mean, our motivation is what we're going to do on the ice and how, you know, our motivation should be us getting better as a team. If that's just short term, you know, then we want to win those last three games. We won the last against Nashville. We want to win. We want to beat the Jets, but not because we want to spoil their playoff hope. We want another playoff. Yeah, just because we want to play a good hockey game.
So,
you're welcome.